Help all kids learn and grow with PBS Kids. Thank you for supporting your PBS station.
Twice as high. Take a look, it's in a book, a reading rainbow. I can go anywhere. Friends to know and ways to grow, a reading rainbow. I can be anything. Take a look, it's in
I'm painting a picture of my street.
This is the way I see it.
Here, I'll show you. This is me. And this is my neighbor next door. And this is going to be the tree down at the end of the street. There's so much happening on my block.
Like a fire engine
racing by. It looks like a streak of red. All slick and shiny and smooth. What it needs is the blur of spinning wheels. There. I get lots of ideas for art from my neighborhood. Where do you get yours?
I get my ideas from the subway.
I go to the zoo and I get some of my ideas by seeing the animals there.
Actually, I get them sometimes from dreams.
I get them from my imagination. I guess mostly people and living things.
When I'm finished with one, there's already one in my mind, and when I'm finished with that one, there's another one in my mind, and then I'm finished with that one, there's another one in my and then et cetera, and et cetera.
Just about anything can inspire you to create. And once you get an idea, you can turn your thoughts into pictures. In this story, a young boy's thoughts become paintings that brightened his whole town. It's called Apelamondo's Dreams.
Apelamondo's Dreams by Patricia Polacco. Read by Michael Learned. Once there was a very drab village. There wasn't much to do there, especially for a little boy named Apelamondo, who loved to dream. For him, dreams were magic chariots pulled through his mind by galloping hues of color. For him, dreaming was a way of life. The villagers said, "Apelamondo never does anything useful. He dreams the day away." But Apelamondo and his friend shared a very special secret. Apelamondo's dreams. You see, whenever he daydreamed with his friends, they could see the dreams. Right out of the top of his head, they drifted. They twisted through shafts of sunlight and floated up into the sunny sky. There was so much to look at. Animals, birds, flowers, all in wondrous, vibrant colors. Apelamondo enjoyed dreaming for his friends. He dreamed big dreams, tall dreams, little dreams. One day, the children tried to capture Apelamondo's dream on a piece of paper. When they wet the paper with water, the dream held fast. "Hooray!" they exclaimed for joy. "Now we can keep his dreams forever!" It wasn't long before they discovered that Apelamando's dreams would stay on anything that was moist or damp. Mops drying over balcony rails, laundry airing on clotheslines, bottoms of fat white ducks waddling up the street. What a mess if you dreamed on a rainy day, his friends laughed. And one day, it happened. Apelamando had begun to dream when the sun hid behind gray storm clouds and it started to rain. They clapped Apelamando's hat tight onto his head, but it was no use. The dream had already drifted up and was floating toward the buildings of the town. The dreams held fast to the walls and storefronts. As soon as the rain stopped, the townsfolk came out and gasped. They were angry.
Who painted our houses and stores? I'll find out who is responsible, the mayor said.
And then he looked at the children. They were covered with Apelamando's dreams.
You, the mayor shouted. What have you children done?
The children were taken to the elders of the village.
Do you mean to tell us that all of those things on our walls are dreams?
They asked when the children explained. No one believed it.
If what you say is true, let's see Apelamando dream right now,
the mayor snapped. But the harder Apelamando tried to dream, the more impossible it became. Nothing at all would come into his mind.
I knew they were lying,
a villager whispered.
They should be ashamed.
As the children headed home after the ordeal, they were afraid that Apelamando's wonderful dreams would never happen again. They walked and worried. They didn't watch the path. And when they looked up, they were lost in the woods.
Our people will never find us here. They won't know where to look. If only we could signal them somehow.
Then they all looked at Apelamando.
Dream a dream big enough to rise above the trees. People will see it and know we're here. I can't dream anymore,
Apelamando cried.
You have to try,
his friends replied. All Apelamando could think of were the bitter words of the people who didn't believe him. And try as he might, nothing would appear in his mind. Then he looked into the eyes of his friends who loved him, and he closed his eyes and began to dream. Bright colors of every hue, shape, and texture floated from the top of Apelamando's head. They twisted through the air. The wind lifted them above the trees. Sure enough, the villagers saw the dream just above the forest where the children were. They followed this vision, and when they found the children, they wept for joy. Never again would they question the importance of dreams. Now, the village is no longer a drab place. Rich colors and soaring images cover the walls of the town. And an old man sits by the fountain in the square. An old man who loves to dream. For him, dreams are magic chariots pulled through his mind by galloping hues of color. For him, dreaming is a way of life.
Just like Apelamando, we all have dreams to express. But have you ever thought that while you're drawing or painting, you're also expressing your feelings? Well, crayons are great for that. There are so many different shades and colors that they can help you express a variety of feelings. And when I'm in a good mood, I love working with the bright ones. There. That should do it. What do you think? And when I'm feeling just a little playful, I love making things out of paper.
I just love that crinkling sound. Crayons and paper are great materials to choose to help express your feelings, but there are many, many others. Wire and whimsy spark Ellie MacKay's imagination.
I never, ever thought that I would be making wire sculptures. I just picked up a piece of wire and started bending it. I use very simple tools, wire cutters and needle nose pliers and my hands. It's like drawing in space.
Sanchez needs a whole wall outside to paint what he feels inside.
Working on a wall this size is definitely very different because most of my paintings are done on canvas, and even though my canvas tends to be very big, it's not even a quarter as big as the size of this wall. When you apply paint to canvas, it always bounces back and forth. It has a certain give. Whereas working on a brick surface like this, it doesn't move back. Also, the texture of the brick is just a whole different consideration. The fact that the brick has a lot of bumps on the surface, that straight line, in order to look straight, had to be painted on not straight.
Dolly and Jody Naranjo sculpt pottery to express their dreams.
Pottery allows me to feel that I am a part of the world that we live in, and it allows me to be creative, and it allows me to express myself.
One potato, two potato, three potato, four. This one. Maybe ridges will give it the look that I want. Okay. The paint. Well, the lines are terrific, but I actually want something with more of a pattern to it. So maybe this sponge will do the trick. Yeah. I'm really in the mood for something with more of a texture to it, something that's nubbly, you know what I mean? Let's see, what else is around here? Ooh. Yeah, this is nice and nubbly. Okay, let's give this a try. Yeah, now that feels exactly right.
Sometimes you just have to experiment and explore, take risks and try new things until you find the right match for what you see in here.
I like chalk. I like it because I like to work with my fingers. I like to mix the colors. I like the feeling of the chalk. It's powdery, it's dry. I just love it.
Hani is an artist who likes chalk so much that he uses it to draw magnificent pictures on the sidewalks of New York City. His drawings last up to 3 weeks, and they give Hani and many others much pleasure.
I love art. I think I can communicate better. I can explain myself better with paintings, with drawings, better than words. When I want to draw on the sidewalk, I look for a clean sidewalk without broken glass in it, without so much dirt. But the important thing that I'll have a very rough sidewalk where I can mix the colors. Because if it's totally smooth, the color won't stick on the sidewalk. Well, usually when I want to make a painting, I start thinking about what I want to do. Then I sketch it out on a piece of paper, and I use it after that to make my painting. When I start drawing, I usually start with the outlines. I use a black piece of chalk or pastel, and I do the outlines, and after that, I start filling in the colors. I really like to use my fingers when I draw. I just like the feeling of the chalk on my finger. It feels good. And I feel like I have more control, because with my fingers, it's not like I'm holding a brush or a knife or something to work with, or hammer or something. It's my fingers, so I know when to stop, when I can control my hands better, and I can achieve better results. Sometimes when I paint on the sidewalk, I wonder what people who stop by think about when they look at my painting. But usually, the response is very positive. I use a kind of chalk, it's called pastel. I make it myself because I can make the kind of colors that I really want. I can mix colors, I can make exactly the color that I want. First, I grate soap that you find in your house. When I have enough, I put it into a pot with heated water. Then I add some dry glue. Then I put some calcium chalk into a mixing bowl. On top of that, I pour the color. I hope you like purple. After that, I use the water that I heated with the glue and the soap, and I pour the liquid into the mixing bowl. And that I mix all together. I keep mixing it until it hardens a little bit. It's like dough, like you make bread. Basically, you have to combine it very well. It has to be really well intact all together. You have to push it with your two hands. And after that, I cut it with a knife in small pieces. And then I leave them to dry. All the colors are beautiful. It just depends how you use them and where and when you use them. Finish my painting, I feel so good, so happy, that makes me like want to dance and jump and see, look everybody, I finished this painting. I feel so proud of myself because I feel like I proved that I'm an artist. This is the living proof, this is the painting. Look, see my painting.
There's no right or wrong way to create. You follow your own style. And here are three books where the artists have done just that. But you don't have to take my word for it.
Do you like books about painting? I'm Grace, and I have a book you might enjoy. It's called The Little Painter of Sabana Grande. Fernando is a boy who wants to paint, but he lives in a very small village. And there are no paint stores there. So, Fernando makes his own paints from things in nature. But he has a big problem. He has no paper. Fernando has a great idea. He sees that the wall of his house is smooth and white. Fernando covers his house with beautiful designs. After that, everyone starts telling Fernando, paint my house. Soon, the whole village looks beautiful. To see it for yourself, read this book.
Hi, I'm David, and I just read The Incredible Painting of Felix Clouseau. It's about an unknown painter who decides to enter an art contest with some unexpected results. The king has announced an art contest. Painters come from all over the city to enter. Most artists bring pictures of the king, all except one. The judges are stunned. Clouseau wins the contest, but his painting isn't all it's quacked up to be. You've got to look twice at the drawings. They have a lot of detail. This story has an unusual chain of events where Clouseau's true talents shine through. If you like excitement, I'd recommend this book.
Hi, I'm Susanna. Do you know what it takes to become an artist? Well, get ready to find out. In this book, I'm an artist. This is a simple book with beautiful illustrations. Each page points out how you can be an artist. Being an artist can be the way you look at things. Look at this picture. What do you see? I see the beautiful colors in a seashell. I am an artist when I find the face in the clouds, or when I watch sunlight turn dust to glitter. I am an artist when I look at the world around me, and you can be an artist too. All you have to do is open your eyes and read this book.
Every piece of art you make says something about who you are. It expresses an idea or a thought or a feeling you have. And since no two people are exactly alike, your art is as unique and special as you are. Ah. I'll see you next time. Today's Reading Rainbow books are Apelamondo's Dreams by Patricia Polacco, published by Philomel Books, a division of the Putnam and Grosset Group. The Little Painter of Sabana Grande by Patricia Maloney Markin, illustrated by Robert Casilla, published by Bradbury Press, an affiliate of Macmillan Publishing Company. The Incredible Painting of Felix Clouseau by John Agee, published by Farrar, Straus and Giroux. I Am an Artist by Pat Lowry Collins. Illustrated by Robin Brickman, published by the Millbrook Press.